So just straighten up, push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Take one deep breath. And now I'm going to read this list of modes to you. And what I want you to do is generate a sense for that mode in yourself. And there might be a few of these that just does that don't resonate. But see if you can really feel into this mode. Lonely child. Abandoned child. Abused child. Humiliated or shamed child. Dependent child. This is like help the helpless child. This is common for people with preoccupied attachment. So dependent child. Oh, I can't do it by myself. Please don't abandon me. And also feel how uncomfortable all of these are. Angry, unsocialized child. Enraged child. Impulsive child. Okay, now stay in the meditation. And now I'm going to keep reading, and these are healthy child modes. Happy, contented child. Imagine that. And kind of really notice this, in a sense, corner of yourself, this like little corner of your psyche that is this way. Connection seeking child. Exploratory, creative child. Okay. And now we're going to go, and so stay in the meditation. Now we're going to go through the maladaptive coping modes. So surrender, avoidance, overcompensation. Okay. And so these are not child modes. Let me just make that clear. Okay, so now keep imagining these. Compliant surrenderer. What does that look like for you? Do you have that mode? Interestingly, I notice that I have it, and it feels really uncomfortable to even admit that. Self-pity victim mode. This would be something you'd see with preoccupied attachment more frequently. Okay, now we'll move on to the detached and avoidant modes. So, detached protector, can you find that in yourself? Spaced out protector. Now, this is more of like a dissociated state. Imagine that. avoidant protector. Imagine that. What does that look like for you? Detached, self-soothing mode. Detached self-soother. What does that look like for you? Is that like binging on Netflix, drinking alcohol to excess, you know, smoking marijuana, something like that? Or maybe reading something kind of mind-numbing on the internet. So imagine, once again, detached self-soother. This is a really, really common mode. Really study the contours of the mode. Angry protector. So this is kind of where you put up this kind of wall of anger such that nobody can get to you. So you can't feel your feelings. I know I totally have that mode. Okay, now workaholic mode. But this workaholic is in order to avoid. So see yourself busying yourself with work in order to avoid your feelings, avoid connections with others, etc. Okay, now we'll move on to the overcompensation modes. So now imagine your attention and approval seeker mode. What does that look like? Preoccupied fawning mode. Now, this preoccupied fawning mode has both overcompensation, kind of a very busied worrying with the mental states of others, but it also implies a type of surrender as well. This could really go under both overcompensation and surrender, but go into preoccupied fawning mode. See what that looks like for you. Okay. And now the next mode is, this is going to be more typical for dismissing attachment, self-aggrandizer. So imagine that. You know, this is often used to emotionally regulate out of a sense of defectiveness and shame and internalized rejection, which is, in a sense, a core, which I believe is a core of dismissing attachment. So this kind of puffing oneself up. Oh, I know, I'm better. I know. I'm good. I'm better than others. So come into that mode and just see it clearly. Like you're really taking an interest in these modes. Over, okay, we'll move on. Over controller. This can be also often like a perfectionistic over controller. What does that look like for you? I'll just repeat it. So, perfectionistic over controller. What does that look like for you? Okay. Now let's move on to a kind of overcompensating version of workaholic. So this is not so much to just shut down feelings or not be around others. It's more about, oh, I'm going to keep working to be better. This is kind of what this, you say you're overworking in order to bring about the opposite message of the schema. So if you're like, feel defective, you're going to keep working until you feel better about yourself, kind of thing. So come into that. So workaholic mode. Okay, and now we're going to do some antisocial modes. Bully and attack. Do you have that inside of you? Is that a gear you can kind of get in? And if so, just see that clearly. You know, we're not judging it, we're just trying to study it and build a greater ability to identify the mode within ourselves. Conning and manipulative mode. So conning and manipulative mode. See if you can find that. And you might just have just a little bit of it, or you might have a lot. But just notice clearly whatever you have of that mode. Okay. And predator mode. Do you have a predatory mode inside of you? Just see that clearly. Okay, good. And now we're going to do the last set of modes, which are maladaptive parent modes, or introject or internalized parent voices. And man, I think this list of modes is extremely valuable. I definitely have a ton of the demanding parent voice, also guilt-inducing parent voice. Anyhow, but let's start with punitive parent voice. And so just a note generally on the parent voices, they're kind of like self-referential, like some of the other modes, you just get in it and you're just doing it, whereas this is like you're talking back at yourself. It's like you have a parent inside your mind that's talking at you. So punitive parent voice. Go ahead and notice the quality of that mode. What does it sound like? What does it feel like for you? Okay, demanding parent voice mode, demanding parent. Like you need to do more. You have to keep going. You'll be criticized if you don't keep producing or keep doing really well. Really listen to that, hear that. What does it sound like? Notice this. Okay, and just two more. Guilt-inducing parent voice. Oh, you can't have that for yourself. You need to only think of others. Oh, you need to think of me. Oh, what would your mother think? That kind of stuff. Guilt-inducing parent voice. See if you can identify that. Okay, good.